With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
Hey, guys.
I'm Courtney.
Joy Marie here, and we thought we would check in with everyone.
Because, I mean, we have episodes ready.
We
like,
do.
To deploy.
Yes.
But I guess you have to address the issue.
Yeah.
Of our nation.
Yes. The little thing with the election that has honestly had us in a bit of a fog this past week.
For sure. I've never experienced, like, a physical manifestation of stress.
Girl.
Like, I went to work. I did not want to go to work. I stayed in bed. I went late. I had to talk myself up.
Trigger warnings. It's a tough space we're in, for sure.
We're going to get through this.
Yes, we will definitely get through it.
I talked myself out of bed, got to work. And, like, I had to end up leaving early because, like, I had, like, a migraine. I was nauseous.
Mm.
Like, I've never had that happen to me. Like, I'm so, like, that my body just rejected the day.
So, I stayed up as late as I could until, I think, like, 12:30, 12:40 or so. And they still hadn't really announced the results.
Yeah, I had to tap out at 12.
Yeah, so I went to bed, and when I went to bed and I saw kind of the real-time Electoral College results coming in, and I just saw how much of the country was red, it was, one, a reminder to me that I guess the liberal Northeast is the minority. I think we live in New York City, and so a lot of times I forget, like, the media that we consume, the bubble we're in. It just feels like more people are on the same page. And so, really, when I went to bed, I'd already felt like we'd lost. Because even if Hillary won at that point, I was like, so much of this nation is, like, filled with hate.
Mm.
That was my feeling.
Yeah. I mean, I thought she would squeak by. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't expecting her to blow out the competition. But
competition.
I don't want to say his
name. We don't address.
He who must not be But I didn't realize, like, I did not take into account, like, her losing.
Yeah, same.
Like,
it wasn't a possibility.
Do it. And my boyfriend, he's a little, I don't know if it's pessimist is the right word, but he just kind of embraces, like, if something bad's going to happen, he, like, just takes it on and tries to deal with it. So at 7 o'clock, he was telling me that she's going to lose. And I'm like, you're a liar. You're a liar.
Get behind me, Satan.
Right. Like, I didn't even tune in until, like, 9 o'clock. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this.
Mm.
And then, like, around midnight, I was like, I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I knew what I would wake up to, but I still didn't.
Yeah. So we had a group chat going, our usual one. I had to turn my phone on Do Not Disturb.
I did too.
I went to bed because I guess deep down inside I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed to process it in my own time. And I wanted one last night of blissful ignorance and rest. Although I have to say, I didn't get it. I had nightmares the whole night.
Really?
Yeah. I woke up at like 7. Turned on my phone, and I just went to Google, which is where I had been tracking the results versus with, like, media coverage. And I saw, and I had a long day at work. My director was in town. And so, like, I literally gave myself, like, 30 minutes to get over it. And in that 30 minutes, I, like, had so many feelings. I was, like, enraged. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, like, walking into work that day, I was like, I double, triple dare a beige person to say the wrong thing to me today. Like, I was feeling very toxic and very militant.
Yeah, I feel like it's like for me, it's twofold. Mm-hmm. It's like, one, it's like the ramifications of putting this person in office, like a person who is divisive and hateful, but also like ignorant, like dumb, like dumb. Does not know anything.
Dumb as hell.
So it's like, that's scary because you don't know what's going to happen after. Yeah. And then there's this separate feeling of my countrymen who elected him. And I know people are like, oh, that's the political game. Like, you win, you lose, whatever. But this is my thing. If you are willing to overlook racism, if you're willing to overlook sexism and hatefulness,
hate.
If you can overlook that to make a point or to like whatever you're trying to do, then you are all those things.
Yes.
Like, if you can tolerate it,
yeah,
then you are culpable.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. And I think in the days since Tuesday, I've been seeing a lot of, I feel like it's respectability politics of like, well, this is how the process works and why are you guys protesting and, you know, this is how it works, change the system. And I'm just like, this isn't the point. To me, the way I'm feeling, and again, like, I'm not the most articulate when it comes to politics. I just know how I feel. And how I felt walking into work on Wednesday was the same way I felt whenever there's been a widely publicized incident of police brutality against a black person. Yes. And it's this feeling of like, here I am walking into this corporate office about to contribute the same as my peers, but you guys don't even recognize my humanity. You don't even think that I deserve to be in this space. You don't think I deserve to be alive. You don't recognize my basic rights. And that feeling is like such a depressing and heavy feeling to deal with that so many people of color and women experience constantly. Yeah. Like, this is our life.
Yeah. And it's just seeing that map. When the election started, I was saying, like, this is going to be, like, the closest we've had to a definitive count of, like, where we are as a nation. And, like, I am not, like, I wouldn't say militant, but I am, listen, I'm a realist about this country, and I know my history, but I was even surprised by that I was shocked that, like, it's that, that is where we are. Like, I didn't know we were here.
Yeah.
I knew we were rough.
Yes, but not quite this rough. Here. Yeah, I in many ways think this is a wake-up call that is needed. And so, you know, as I think about Wednesday, it was like all these feelings of like rage and then sadness and then like keeping it together to get through the workday. And fortunately, we're in New York City where generally, I mean, I have never in my life seen the city so glum. Yeah. I'm on the train. First of all, it was overcast and rainy.
Yes, it was.
But you looked around and people were just so down. Like, no one was speaking. Everyone was so somber. And so in that way, it was nice to be in that environment. And my heart, like, breaks for people who are in places like Alabama and feel like they're alone or are in these schools where people are chanting, build the wall.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it's rough.
Like,
and, I mean, we can't even give New York the...
No.
Pass because even like I received an email from my school, which is just like a bastion of liberalism. Like, I don't like it is a stereotype. And like there are swastikas being painted on dorm rooms. So it's like the
It's like it feels like so many steps backwards. And it just it feels like you have now put this person who has preached hate and bigotry and violence, you know. Yeah. I'm going to say violence. Like, look at the rallies and look at the way, the behavior and the rhetoric that was used to encourage that behavior against people of color, against protesters at those rallies. You've now put this person in power who, and I guess my biggest thing is like, we should have never got to this point.
We should.
He should have been disqualified. I don't know how the system works, but I just feel like you should have been disqualified. You should have never been allowed to run. We should have never gotten this far, but here we are. And now your followers, you know, all of Red America is feeling empowered in this way, is feeling this aggression, is feeling like it's completely okay to put a swastika on your classmates' doors and on buildings. And it's just like, how did this happen?
Well, we know how we got there.
I guess that's where I am. Like, we're a couple days out. It hasn't even been a week. And these are just, this is what I'm feeling. And I feel like I have a lot of work to do now in terms of getting educated about how we got here, but also like work and research to do in terms of figuring out what we do next. Yeah. And like,
Because, you know, on, I can't even keep track of the days, but the day after the day after, I did wake up with a sense of not even, just like a bring it sense. Because, you know what, I got to go to work. And I have to keep living, like, I can't cower in my house. Like, so I'm really just about, like, let's do this. And I mean, it might be for the good that like all of this is out in the open. And if we can be realistic about it, because I don't know, looking at some of the media coverage of it. But so we're going to have to deal. And it's going to be, the unknown is daunting because you don't know what is coming with this. But you know what? I thought about my grandmother who came up in like Jim Crow and raised her children in rural Virginia, which if you leave Northern Virginia, you know what that is. And like, if she can do this, that, then I will do this.
That's real.
Like, and there's no choice. So if y'all want to do this, we're going to do this.
We've been through worse, and we've come out stronger. We have come out stronger. So I guess that is the ray of light and all of this. I guess I just, I bounce back and forth, and this is my day to day. I wake up and I'm like, am I dreaming? And after all of this progress, like, why? We're just taking such a huge step back.
But you know, it's such like a F you. And that's what another thing that pisses me off, because it feels like, oh, you have this black president. Y'all were getting your lives, every photo that came out. And it's like, now take this.
Yeah. You know what? You know, some sick part of me wants like everyone who supported and voted for him to just feel disgusted with themselves.
I
and
feel
about
disgusted with them.
6 months, 12 months, 2 years, however long it takes, when he does something completely ridiculous. Or when something comes to light that is totally inappropriate and uncharacteristic of a president.
He has, I think I read, like, 75 lawsuits pending, like, right now.
Like, is there no basic criteria? Is this democracy? Like, just whoever wants can run. Like, like, what in the hell? But so, to go back to your point, I will, like, I will say that I am feeling completely energized, and I feel so full of purpose. I don't know what the manifestation of that purpose is yet. We have this platform, but we all also individually have our own platforms with social, with our blogs, with whatever it is that you're doing, whatever spaces you're active in.
Yes, and that cues, I just have a word. Then I'm going to try and say this with as much love as I can. Because we have to keep it tight, like, in formation. And I was already seeing, just on my feeds, of, like, just people with critique, especially with all the protests that were happening. I saw multiple people saying, like, I don't know why you're protesting. Protesting doesn't do anything. And I take offense to that. One, because, like, this country was built on protests. Like, what is the Boston Tea Party? Like, it's part of the fabric of this country. It's a right. It's in the Constitution. Like, and it's there for a reason, because it is a powerful thing. And, like, if you think about Black Lives Matter and getting, like, police cameras and dash cams and reforming those places.
How did that happen?
That came out of protests. It started with hashtags, which people downplay. It moved into the streets. And really, it galvanizes people. It gives them a shared purpose. It gives optic to outrage, because it's different to say, like, and he was elected and there was outrage on Twitter versus like there are 100,000 people right, on the street in New York. And then on top of that, like these people who are out there, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like you are putting yourself on the line and like it's scary.
Yeah.
And so for anyone to sit in their home and say, why are you doing this?
I think it's
offensive.
Yes.
And I feel like we all have our role to play.
Yeah.
And if you look at in the past, like even with the civil rights movement, yes, there was protest. It was supported by all these other things.
Mm.
And together, all these things
came together,
pushed us forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if protest isn't your thing, you don't see like how you fit into that, fine.
Don't do it, girl.
Don't knock someone who's doing that, but then find your lane.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to hear any more about, like, I didn't vote because of this and I'm abstaining. Like, don't tell me what you're not doing. Tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Girl, that's
the
word.
All I want to hear is action.
That's the word. And then to that point, too, in terms of posts and just being more mindful about how we're interacting with our peers and country mates, as you called them, in this time. Understand that people are dealing and processing in different ways, and people are venting, people are expressing themselves, people are healing themselves in different ways. And so, you know, while you may not understand why somebody's protesting or why somebody feels the need to be vocal on their Facebook timeline or whatever, that could be therapeutic to them.
Right.
That could be their form of healing, of dealing and processing. And so let's allow people to do that in their own ways, and let's like not get into a game of being divisive and judging one another, because that is not what we need to be focused on right now.
And I really feel like everyone like has a role to play, and what your protest looks like is very uniquely suited to you. So it's a matter of, and I mean I won't pretend like I have this figured out. Like I don't I haven't found like what my lane is. Until I figure out my lane, I do make the effort to support people who have. Like I donate to organizations that I feel do good work. I donate to bail funds for protesters. Like I donate to all these things, so at least people who have it can keep doing it. And until then, like, look for, like, what your talent is, whether it's teaching, whether it's health, whether it's managing program, like, whatever that is, and then look for the issue that matters to you.
Yeah.
And figure out how they can intersect.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, I mean, the last thing I definitely wanted to touch on is just, like, again, we don't have this figured out yet, but how you're coping and existing in workplaces and those spaces. You and I both. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'll tell you, finding a community wherever you need to do that is the only thing keeping me going right now. So whether it's our group chat that we have, whether it's the Blavity Creative Society or Melissa Kimball's Black Creatives platform, or just following the right people so I get those inspirational messages during my work day and can kind of unplug. Or even like joining my Black History Month planning committee at work, you know, which is something I wasn't active with the last couple of years. Find whatever spaces you need to deal, to cope, therapy.
Yes.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah. And I think we really need to more than ever take care of our communities. So whether it's like having dinner with friends and just really supporting one another and balancing out all this insanity with like really caring for one another and supporting one another.
Yeah.
Like that's a protest in itself, like flourishing.
Yes.
Despite, because I intend to.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all we got. We don't have the answers.
You guys hold us up. We will hold you up. I mean, you know, ping us, DM us, leave the comments like you've been doing, write us, whatever helps. We're here.
Yeah, let us know what you need. And maybe we can find those resources too. But we are not alone. I don't know the percentage breakdown, but it's a nice chunk of us here. We're not going anywhere.
Nope.
So
stay mad.
Blue, blue.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.